Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Hi, and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I have something totally different on the podcast for you today. I've never talked about this before. I've verged into a bit of it, but I really have never discussed it. So you are in for a treat. And I'm not going to be discussing this alone because I have a friend and colleague on the show with me today to help me on my way and also to help you. Her name is Sharon Pope, and she is a really, really cool woman. So welcome, Sharon. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Louise. That's such a great introduction. I've never been described as a really, really, really cool woman.
Yeah, you are a cool woman. I enjoyed the conversations we've had before, and I love looking at your website, and I will include in the podcast notes details of where everyone can find you, but at the end of the show, you can share that with the guests as well. So Sharon, thank you. Why don't you tell the listeners exactly what you do and how you got into what you do?
Yeah, so I help women who are struggling in their marriages and struggling to the point of where they're even considering, oh my gosh, is this gonna last? So they're trying to figure out, can they stay and make it work? Can they fix the problems that are in the relationship? Or is their answer to, I say, lovingly release it?
I like the way you put that.
Yeah, because I think those are the only two options. If you're going to stay, then you got to make it feel good. You got to fix what's broken. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to leave, you don't have to make it World War III and blow up your family and your life. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the only two sane options. So when you and I started talking, it was really like, you know, when people are struggling with their kids, mm-hmm. it's very rare that their marriage is like going gangbusters. It's not. It's like the marriage is struggling too because there's so much stress when mm-hmm. you're struggles with your children. So mm-hmm. It just seemed like a really nice fit to share a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's something I don't, delve into in my coaching when I work with parents. But what comes up regularly is this one thing, and that is, and it's usually coming from mums, but I don't want to generalize, but they say, my husband, my partner is not on the same page as me. How can I change him? How can I bring him round? And, you know, is it okay if we're on two different pages? And, you know, I've got my thoughts on that, and but I'd be curious to hear from you as to what you think about that, and can you be on different pages, and can you change your partner?
Oh, there's so much there.
Oh, I know.
To talk about.
I know.
So the whole being on the same page, let's start from mm-hmm. that place. We're not on the same page implies that the way I'm thinking about this issue is the right way to be thinking about this issue. Mm-hmm. And he needs to come over to my way of thinking. And if he would just agree with me, it would make this so much easier. He should see that my way is the right way. Mm-hmm. This is the basis for real like toxicity inside the marriage. Because when you have to be right, you automatically have to make your partner wrong. Then, by the way, if you're trying to make them wrong, they cannot actually hear you. They put up their defenses. It's like they armor up. That's what mm-hmm. I call it. They armor up because now they're in a war, right? Like you're, mm-hmm. they feel attacked to some degree, and therefore they have to either fight or flight. men traditionally don't fly, and in that fight or flight, they fight. So they armor up and then they defend their position. And then they get more dug into their position. Because if you think about it, these are the funny random thoughts that I have as a coach. Is that like nobody is walking around this planet thinking that their approach or the way that they're viewing whatever situation is wrong. No one is. We're all walking around thinking our way of thinking about this is 100% correct. No one's like, my thoughts are wrong.
The wise ones might be. The yeah, very exactly. wise ones among us might be going, are thoughts real anyway? They're not. So what is right? What is wrong? But that's a whole other conversation.
What if we just take the right and wrong away from it? And so here's how you can do it differently. Mm-hmm. Is we often, particularly when we are trying to get someone to buy into our way of thinking, mm-hmm. we do a lot of talking and we don't do a lot of listening. Mm-hmm. We're actually like horrible listeners. We're not good at it as people.
We really are horrible listeners. And as mums, I know certainly I can put my hand up, you know, at times still I'm not a very good listener, but in the past I was horrible listener. I listened to interrupt. I listened to get my chance to speak.
Yes. And so if you listen to learn, not because it's a noble or morally right thing to do, but because you need more information. Okay. Here's how I think about it. When I need to come into a conversation with my partner, where something like, no, we don't see eye to eye on something, I will automatically let him go first. I'll say like, here's the issue. Let's say we're talking about his kids because they're stepchildren to me. Mm-hmm. And there's some issue that we don't see eye to eye on. I will lob up that issue and I'll say, look, I really want to understand, what are your thoughts around this? And I will let him talk. As he's talking, I'm listening to learn. I'm listening to learn what is important to him. Because the things that are important to me are probably very different than the things that are important to him. I'm getting more information so that now we can become more creative in our problem solving and solution. Mm-hmm. If I am just trying to get you to come over here to my way of thinking, well, now it's very adversarial and the problem solving won't be terribly creative.
I love the way you're putting this. It's very, it's awesome.
One person is going to feel like they're being dragged along and that mm-hmm. they didn't get their way. And so it's not a win-win situation. So I'm just like, if you just open it up and listen to learn what is important to your partner, now you have more information so that when you are expressing your point of view, you can do it from a more educated place about what is important to your partner and what is not.
And then he will feel seen and heard and understood when you are then trying to problem solve and still maybe bring him around to your way of thinking. You know, you might be able to do that if you really feel strongly about it with your kids, and I know some mums do, and you know the problem, not the problem, but you know, the mums are often at home all day long. They spend more time with their kids. Mm-hmm. So they are in it and they're experiencing more of it. And so I think they feel, because of this, that they are rightly they're allowed to have more of an opinion, more of a say, because they're more involved in it. And whilst that might be, you know, is that true? I don't know. But whilst it might be okay and correct, there's still a way of trying to bring your partner around to your way of thinking.
Well, and if you really are listening to learn, then, as you said, that your partner will feel seen and heard and understood. And now they're open to hearing you because you've just modeled the behavior that you want for yourself. Now they're open to hearing your opinion, where before they could not hear your opinion because they had to armor up. Mm-hmm. They're being attacked, so I have to defend. I have to dig in my position now. So the idea, though, when you were saying about one person has more of an opinion, like mine counts for more because I'm with them more. Mm-hmm. The thing that came to
mind. This is the thought, I think, that drives that behavior.
Yeah. And I can see, like, that seems very logical. However, have you ever been in a situation, because I know I have, where I can't see the forest through the trees? Like, I'm too close to it to have alternative ideas. Mm-hmm. Because in any situation, there's very rarely just two options to go with. Mm-hmm. There's usually like option C, D, E, F, G, but I can't see those sometimes because I can only see my perspective. And so I would offer that this person that you're married to, that you obviously think has some degree of intelligence, if you just said, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you, that they might have something to contribute here.
Might.
You didn't marry an idiot. Like, yes, you said I do to you forever. There's some redeemable quality there that I could open my mind to listen to. And I could, like, one of the things, I used to have a business coach who would ask me this all the time, and it would always make me very angry, by the way, because it's a hard question to answer. But she would always say, about any really tough situation, she would say, what is awesome about that? Like, what's awesome about the way my husband is having this perspective about what's going on with our children? What's awesome about that? And you want to say nothing is awesome about that, but there's always something. I was thinking about this literally last night. Talk about,
I might have to look hard to find it, but there's always something.
So I was thinking about this last night, and maybe some of your the people who listen to your podcast can relate to this. So I exist in a family that I don't know how I, like, I'm like, are we of the same?
Lineage, because we're so different.
We're so different. The way we think about and experience the world is so different. And my nephew, who I adore, I think he's great, but we could not be further apart from like a political perspective. And I just want to love him. I don't want to debate him. I adore the kid. I love him. Kid. He's not a kid. He's a young adult. And so I was like, what's awesome about this? And I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? He is expressing himself. He came from, like, his family, he's married into my family. So his family really like pushed down his ideas. He didn't have an opportunity to really be himself and express himself. And so now he's being fairly vocal about who he is and what he believes and all those things, which is fine. It's not what I think, but that's okay. And so I'm like, you know what's awesome about this is that he is expressing himself. He's coming out of his shell. He's doing what's right for him. And he's kind of saying to the world, this is who I am, and this is what I believe, and this is what I care about. And it has nothing to do with me, whether or not I agree with it. So you can just use this, like, the way that my husband is thinking about this. We're not on the same page, but there must be some reason why he thinks the way he does. There must be something awesome about that from his perspective. And if I can see that, if I'm willing to see that, now we can become a little bit more creative. But if we're just stuck on, like, he needs to see it my way, now we're stuck. It's a roadblock. I have my very favorite saying, Louise, is if you would be different, I would feel better. And that's what we do in our marriages and with our kids.
We do. We try and force the other to change. Yes. And it, you know, for the parents listening, mums and dads listening, you know, if you know me, that my whole basis for parenting is to not try and force change on our kids, because you can't change your kids. You can only change yourself. So in any relationship, you know, if we think, you know, we can change our partners, if we think we can change our kids, we are, I believe, going down a very slippery slope and going about things in a way that is only going to really breed conflict.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if someone tries to change you, like, if I think about, turn that around and say, if I know someone's forcing me to change, I don't want to change. Well, no. I do. I'm very open to changing in terms of growing and evolving. But if someone tells me what I believe what I'm doing is right, and someone tells me, no, it's wrong and you've got to change, I'm not going to take that very well. And I think for us, we have to really walk in the other person's shoes, walk in our partner's shoes. Mm-hmm. If we think they should change just because we believe we're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what they could hear on the receiving end of, no, the way you're doing this or thinking about this is not right, is that there's something wrong with me and you don't accept me as I am. Mm-hmm. Now I don't feel accepted. Now I don't feel seen. I don't feel safe.
And that's exact. I mean, that's, you know, parents are often wondering why the kids behave the way they do. I mean, this is just exactly what plays out in the parent-child relationship as well. That's how the child feels. You don't see me. You don't hear me. You don't understand. And yet we still try and force the change on them.
But you know what, Louise, the cool thing about what you just said is that the only thing, because no one likes this answer, you can't change people. Because
mm-hmm. No, they don't.
We hear that. Mm-hmm. We intellectually know it. And if I had a dollar for every time someone said, I know I can't change him, but, and then there's something after
yeah.
the but.
Yeah.
But you should do it my way. You should see it my way. But I'm mm-hmm. justified in my whatever. The beautiful thing about this is that it's just a dance. Relationships are a dance with one another. So we may not like the answer that I can't change anyone else. I can only change myself. But when I change myself, now the dance takes on a different step. Like mm-hmm. we've always been doing the tango, and now all of a sudden I start doing the waltz. Now, if that person's going to be in relationship with me, they have to change their steps too. Mm-hmm. So although it sounds like a bitter pill to swallow that you can't change anyone else, you can only change yourself, there's really good news there because you have so much ability to change yourself. And in doing so, it will change the dynamic and the mm-hmm. dance between you.
It has to. I mean, this is what I say to parents. And the analogy I use is, you know, we co-create the patterns that exist in our homes. All of mm-hmm. us, the dogs, the cats, the contractors outside, you know, everyone inside. I say that because I've got contractors outside right now. Hence, I've got the nice pilot duo going on here. But you know, we co-create these realities that we're in. And so the analogy I use with parents is I say, you know, imagine you go and see a play, and there's a mom and a dad and an 8-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy, and they've all learnt their lines, and they've got it down pat. They're flowing with it, and the show's on. Mm-hmm. If on one particular show, dad changes his lines on the stage, what happens? The others have to change theirs. They have to. I mean, there'll be like a kind of holy shit moment. He's forgotten his lines, or he's got the wrong line, but they'll have to change their lines. They can't yeah. show up the same way if he changes his lines, if he drops them on them or changes them. He can't. And yes. it's exactly the same in our relationships. If we've co-created the pattern, so what we say, what we do is usually stuck in a pattern, stuck in a rut. Mm-hmm. So all we need to do is change how we deliver, change the words we use, change the tone we use, the energy we bring, and it's going to bring about a change in the other people that are in the reality that you're living in. It has yes. to.
Yes. So this idea of change yourself is enough. Mm-hmm. It's enough to create real change in your relationships. Mm-hmm. That's why this work is so powerful. Mm-hmm.
It really is. And, you know, I see it. The parents I work with see it. They're like, it's like magic. You know, it is like magic fairy dust. When we work on ourselves, we bring about the change in the other. And, you know, but the real problem is when we're triggered and we're reactive, and we're in our limbic brains, we're in fear, we're in fight, flight, or freeze. We've got the gloves on, and we're pulling the rope. The carrot's been dangled, we've eaten the carrot. Now we're dialed into the drama. And yes. that's when, in those moments, we say things we don't mean, we do things we don't want to, shouldn't do, mm-hmm. and we end up going, you know, hammer and nail with the other person, and it goes nowhere.
Goes nowhere.
It goes absolutely nowhere.
I wish we all would have learned this a long, long time ago, you know, because it's interesting how it shows up in your your relationships with your children and your relationships with your husband and your relationships with your nephew. Like, mm-hmm. relationships are just relationships. Like, there's truth there across the board. Mm-hmm. I wish we would have learned it before, but
oh, I know.
That doesn't mean we can't learn it now.
No, it's never too late. Sure. And, you know, parents come to me and they're like, you know, it's my child, he's done this and my husband does this. And the finger of blame, it's just being pointed out.
Yes.
And I'm saying, okay, you want to work with me, you're going to have to turn that finger around and point it at yourself and say, you know, what part can I own here? And what can I do to bring about the change rather than forcing the change on the other?
Yeah. And it feels prickly at first,
mm-hmm.
but then you realize that's where all your power is anyway, mm-hmm. is how you show up, mm-hmm. how you respond and react.
Mm-hmm.
That's where, like, it's plenty to work with on any given day. We have enough on our own plates to deal with.
It is, absolutely. And, you know, I always say, you know, I know there'll be parents listening will say, yes, but, you know, when my child is, you know, let's say they are more, the mom might be more conscious and more intentional and done a bit more work on herself and has recognized her part to play, and she might have a partner who's very authoritarian, who's very my way or the highway, you listen to me, obey me, and she sees the dynamic play out with her kids where the kids are quote unquote suffering as a result of this, and she's desperate to not see them suffer. She doesn't like seeing the repercussions of his chosen behavior and his way of being, patterns, conditioning, influence the child. So this is often when they come and they say, so what do I do? You know, how do I cope with this? And I always say to them, I say, you know, one conscious, intentional parent is better than none. And if you're with your child for 80% of the time, your husband's with your child for 20% of the time, then you have a lot of influence on your child. So I always remind them to never forget that, because I think it's really important, because there might be a lot of parents listening saying, well, that's all very well and good, you know, yes, I can change myself, but what if my partner's not prepared to change himself? What if he, and that, you know, everyone's entitled to that. If you believe that your way of parenting is the way and you're really on a different page, then it can be exceedingly difficult, especially when you see your kids are, you know, suffering. Not thriving as a result of it.
Yes, I have some clients. I'm thinking of one right now in particular where she has this issue of, where she sees her children being impacted by the way that he parents and mm-hmm. in a negative way. And she's like, what, but why does he do it that way? What can I do? How can I change him? He mm-hmm. should see it my way. It's another version of the same. And mm-hmm. because I can't change the circumstance of how he thinks his perspective is the right way to parent,
mm-hmm.
what you can do is you can equip your children. You can live from a place like, so one of my clients, she has loved the tools that I taught her, and she's trying to teach them to her kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell her, I keep reminding her that when you live from this place, that's how they learn. Words don't mm-hmm. actually teach.
Mm-hmm.
So you can equip your kids, because he's going to be their dad forever. Mm-hmm. You're not going to change that. Even if you leave him, he's still going to be their dad, and mm-hmm. he's still going to parent in whatever way he's going to parent.
Mm-hmm.
And I, because women are trying to figure out whether they're staying or going with me, I'm like, look, if you think you can't control him now when you're married to him, just think about when he's your ex, how much control you're going to have.
Yeah, exactly. Because the same problems exist. Any single moms are going to say, yep, he was authoritarian when I was in the relationship with him. We couldn't make it work. But now the kids are still going to see him, and it's still influencing them. So, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I just think of it like this. Look, the world is a crazy place. And part of our role as parents is just to help equip our kids to be able to navigate all that. We think it's to protect them from all that. But what if it's not? What if it's, I need to help equip you, because you're going to go out into the world and not everyone is going to do what you want them to do. They're not. So how are you going to be in relationship with that? What are you going to do with that? You're going to get presented with this stuff all the time. You're going to have people who want to control you.
Mm-hmm. You might have a boss one day. Your first boss might be very authoritarian.
Yes.
How are you going to cope with working for him? Because you need your job. You need to be paid.
Mm-hmm. But if you learned from, let's say, mom, how to deal with a very overbearing, controlling mm-hmm. father,
mm-hmm.
your child's going to know how to navigate that much better than someone who's been sheltered from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, how is this awesome for my child? What is amazing about this situation? Like, mm-hmm. so instead of trying to change the circumstance and change the husband, instead equip the children mm-hmm. and live from a place of where you're not batted around like a feather in the wind every time he mm-hmm. is parenting in a way that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I do that with my kids, you know, because there's certain things in every relationship. I have a great relationship with my husband, but there's certain things he does. We're different people. And even two parents that are on the same page, relatively, are going to disagree over certain things.
Yes.
So we're always going to have to learn how to navigate conflict.
Yes.
And you know, I do that when, and as your kids get older, you know, if you've got younger kids, I would say it's harder for them because they haven't developed any of those life skills yet. But as your kids get older, they begin to find their way mm-hmm. and they are open to, you know, navigating it and learning, you know, if I do this, then he might say that. If I do that, he might say this, and flip that around as well. You know, my yeah. husband could say to them, listen, you know what mom's like. here's how I work with her when I want something. Try mm-hmm. that. And, you know, so I'm not standing here saying it's always on the other side. I'm quite sure they go to him sometimes and say, she drives me up the wall. She yeah. never lets, it's always, she never lets us do this, that, and the other. but, you know, he might give that, he probably gives them some good advice as to how to open a conversation with me. So I think that is really, really powerful information for any parents listening.
Yes.
That
yes.
we can empower our kids yes. to be able to deal with it. And I role play this with my kids as well.
But you know what? You can't teach anything that you don't know. Like in order to master something, you have to, what do they say? Like the best way to learn is to be able to teach it.
Yes.
You got to live from that place first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they see you saying one thing and being a different way, mm-hmm. well, now there's some incongruency and it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So you first, then you can help your children.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go down this path of beating your head against a wall and trying to get him to change.
No,
that's not going to work. Like that just causes suffering for everyone.
Absolutely. And just like you can't do the same with your kids, you cannot force the change on them. And the more you try and force it, the more they will push back. And if you have a child or a partner who is very strong-willed, very determined, very persevering, very strong in their convictions, good luck to you, because the more of those temperaments and characteristics that are inherent in that person or child, mm-hmm. they're going to be such a lesson to you that you cannot fight it.
Yes, it'll force you to surrender.
It will force you to surrender.
Yes.
And I know, you know, Dr. Shefali Sabari always says, you know, behind a controlling child is always a controlling parent. In other words, you know, where's the control coming from? And, you know, this will play out in relationships as well. But I think that's a good place to kind of circle to you know, finish off here is by, you know, finishing on that note of encouragement and how you can empower and instill in your kids the life skills that they need to be able to navigate their way through life and face different characters and different temperaments in it. And, you know, the smartest kids will be the ones who learn how to do exactly that. And it will help them further in their relationships with peers. It will help them in their relationships with, as they broach out and have relationships with in a different capacity, or even with their bosses, with other people in their office that they work with. It'll impact them and help them in every walk of life.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I love it.
Yeah. So Sharon, thank you so, so much for that. What a great juicy conversation. I knew it would be. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I bet you my listeners have enjoyed it as well. So where can they find you if they're like, oh, I love this woman. How can I find out more about her?
You can certainly just go to SharonPope.com.
Yeah. And all the information, all the things they'll need, because you've written a book and you've done many things. And so all the information's on the on your website.
Yes. Or you, if you want the book specifically, you can go to SharonPopeBook.com.
Okay.
And that is filled with all of my very best relationship tools for when a marriage is struggling.
Mm-hmm. And what's the book called?
It's called Stay or Go, How to Find the Confidence and Clarity You Need to Know Whether You Can Fix Your Marriage or How to Move Forward Without Regret.
Oh, great title. Love that. So Sharon, thank you. It's been wonderful having you. I hope that we can do another podcast episode at some stage in the future. It would be great fun. So on behalf of all my listeners, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Until next time, everyone. Bye for now.
That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.